Hey, you know, every year around this time of year, it's definitely one of the most popular New Year's resolutions to lose weight, to live healthier, and then every year, consequently, it ends up being one of the most unfulfilled New Year's resolutions. Well, why is that, and how can we change the trend? Here on the Ralphie Radio Show, to help you out right now, we figured we'd call upon our weight loss expert from the Sacken Complex in New York, Daniel Radinsky. Mr. Radinsky, Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year. How do you feel after stuffing yourself for New Year's?
You know, I thankfully took it easy on New Year's, Daniel, because I got to go back home to Buffalo for Christmas, and I stuffed myself then. I got a couple days of homemade cooking when I was back home in Western New York, so I took it easy on New Year's, but now I'm still trying to continue that trend into the new year. When people come to you, Daniel, and they say, okay, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight, what's the first thing you tell them?
First thing I tell them is that they made the right choice, because instead of, remember, the worst habit that we have is not really eating for holidays. It's eating leftovers after the holidays.
Oh, good points.
That's what kills most people, because then they just continue. That's called continuing the trend of eating unhealthy cuisine, of overeating and such and such and such. Right now, we're in a New Year mode. Go do sports. Go walk. Stop stuffing yourself.
You talk about the leftovers. That's a great point. Do you even recommend to some people maybe going through and just cleaning out their fridge?
That's basically what happens, because, you know, when there's two ways of starting your New Year resolution. Either you throw everything out, or then you look at it and you say, I can't throw this stuff out. Let me just eat for another day or two or three or a week. And guess what? Then the New Year resolution is gone.
Daniel Radinsky from the Sacken Complex here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking the oh-so-popular New Year's resolution of weight loss and ways you can keep that resolution. Now, you mentioned exercise as well. I always notice around this time of year, the gyms get packed. It gets harder and harder to find a treadmill. But by the end of the month, it gets easier and easier once again. What do you tell people that come to you as far as trying to stay motivated, not just for a month or 2 months or 6 months, but the whole year?
Walk at night. Because after a stressful day, after a full day of work, after whatever you ate, go walk at night, you know, for a half an hour. Relax your mind. And then go to bed not thinking about all the issues, all the problems, because that can lead again to more eating because of the stress.
Oh.
And eating at night was one of the biggest killers out there.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so some excellent tips here. Easy on the leftovers, walk at night, be careful what times you're eating as well. Easy enough tips. Hopefully anybody listening was helped out, and definitely good luck with your New Year's resolutions. We'll link you up with the Sacken Complex on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Daniel Radinsky, as always, thank you for the 411, sir.
Thank you very much for having me once again.